all of us.
Especially together.
Are better.
Why sit on the sidelines?
Just join in.
Join in.
For without our differences,
we wouldn't be the same.
SBS. Join in.
Eerder deze maand kwamen Australische en buitenlandse experts samen bij de Universiteit van Western Sydney om te bespreken hoe men het beste kon omgaan met migratie, mobiliteit en connectie in dit digitale tijdperk. Denk daarbij niet alleen aan het opslaan of tentoonstellen van materiaal, maar ook aan het digitaal beschikbaar maken van referentiemateriaal. De Nederlanders hebben een rijke geschiedenis in Australië die meer dan 400 jaar teruggaat. Nonja Peters, verbonden aan de Curtin Universiteit in Perth, is een van de organisatoren.
Towards a sustainable model for the preservation of immigrants' cultural heritage, because we see so many migrant groups, including the Dutch, they're trying to collect everything. Anything and everything they think they have to collect, and then they wonder what they're going to do with that.
Dat vraagt een enorme capaciteit van opslaan.
And it's a problem because longevity, in terms of longevity. So I got together, and I'm from Curtin University, with the University of Western Sydney,
yeah.
And that's digital humanities there, because we're interested also in the digital side of things. We thought, look, let's put together a workshop. And we didn't want conference. We wanted people to come in and really give it the facts straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, you know how they say that about the Dutch?
Yeah,
so
direct.
We invited them in to do that. We had 3 overseas speakers.
Yeah.
We had a chap from Ariane from the New Zealand who was talking about the museum they're setting up. We had Rick Hogan's from the Hogan's Institute.
Yeah.
And we had Mara, unexpectedly, Mara de Groot, who's just been to Brazil, and she runs a global agency in the Netherlands on heritage.
Yeah.
And so this was a really fabulous group of people. We had all the GLAMs, as they call them in Australia, the galleries, the libraries, the archives, and the museums.
Yeah, the Maritime Museum was okay.
The Maritime and the Australian Museum. We had a keynote speaker, Helen Conn, from the museum in Canberra, because Helen was also at the National Library as an assistant director in the area of cultural heritage, and she ran all the programs and all the cultural heritage grants.
Wat waren volgens jou nou de essentiële punten waar mensen elkaar konden vinden?
They connected amazingly because they all added something different to the story, which is what I was hoping they would do. They also gave us ideas, and you had people with ideals about museums, but they also talked about action and possibilities. And so the whole thing was about what can come out of that that's sustainable. We're now working towards a book on it, which we'll call Migrating People, Migrating Data, and the Preservation of Immigrants' Cultural Heritage in the Digital Age. So now we need to make sure that other people from other groups hear these stories. These are crucial stories to all migrant groups because they're all collecting. And now we have to come up with ways out of that conference to say, this is one of the better ways to go. There's this way or that way, but this is the way you could do something. Then you will leave a legacy. If you keep on trying for something much bigger, you may not leave anything in the end, you know?
No, dat is inderdaad het grote probleem.
Absoluut.
In zover ideeën, wat voor ideeën, concrete ideeën kwamen eruit naar voren?
For instance, an idea from the State Library in New South Wales was to work with the State Library and put a representative collection in the State Library for a start. That way, and then some of the others, like the War Memorial, would possibly look at taking letters from veterana and diaries and things like that, you know, but also the State Library would. But that way, you at least get something in.
Dan wordt het verspreid.
Yeah, it wordt on not necessarily, but some of it might,
okay,
you know.
Okay,
omdat het daar meer gebruikt wordt.
Okay,
op zo'n manier.
Yeah.
Maar dat kan altijd dan samenkomen voor een exhibition.
Dat is natuurlijk waar.
Dus altijd de mogelijkheden.
Yeah.
De hele idee is om een access te geven naar de mensen.
Okay, wat voor actie voorstellen kwamen eruit?
Well, eerst is het boek natuurlijk.
Yeah.
En dan de podcast. Dus de mensen van de Nederlandse community kunnen dan luisteren. En van anderen.
Yeah.
We'll go on podcast as soon as we've organized it with speakers.
Yeah.
Then we'll have the papers, and then we're writing a report.
Okay.
That's we will write a report, and of course the whole organization was funded by the embassy, which was fantastic because the report will go to the embassy, and they may make that public, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would think that they would do that. There will be action within that. Action and ideas.
Ja, mensen moeten natuurlijk weten waar ze naartoe kunnen. Wat er gevraagd wordt. Wat voor documenten mensen kunnen aanleveren. Wat voor spullen mensen kunnen aanleveren. Dat is ook heel belangrijk.
All of that. By working with the State Library for a start, dan begint dat. Dit niet.
Ja.
Terug naar de familie, zeg maar. Maar dat is een lot of work. Dat is een heel veel werk.
En dan
wordt het gewoon ook, for instance, de Dutch Australia Community Association collection.
Ja, dit wordt straks nationaal. Dat is wel de bedoeling. Hè?
Ik denk wel. Mijn idee is dat het straks nationaal is, maar dat beetjes in verschillende museums ook kunnen zitten. Dat is in West-Australië with the maritime history. Al de maritime history at the Maritime Museum. Maar ook in Sydney zit er.